Well, thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Give us a chance to get you caught up with what's happening in the world of sports. And we're going to begin things here talking some Tigers basketball with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. And we welcome Coach Hendricks to our program. Albert, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. And who's your co-pilot with you here this morning?
That's Gavin. He's one of our ball boys and kind of takes care of getting the clipboard at timeouts and doing a lot of those little things along with Tyson and Harrison and Drew. And so we got a whole handful of helpers, and they do a great job.
They do. They're right down in front of us there when we call games at Rosensteel Gymnasium. And I don't know which is more entertaining, the play on the floor or the young men in front of me there.
Yeah, on some nights it's probably the young men in front of us. But pretty soon they'll be up there as a special guest on your show.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Albert, you get the win last night. Good win on the road, taking on North Montgomery. Defeated the Chargers by a final score of 57-32. Probably not surprising you get the win. Chargers are down this year.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit, and I know Coach Arnold's doing a great job, and I'm sure he's a little bit frustrated with the record and stuff like that. But their kids play hard, and you know he's doing whatever he can do to try to put them in positions to win. And I thought last night, especially in the first half, second quarter, they had 15 points in the second quarter. I thought they had a nice quarter, and they were at halftime they had 18 points, and all 18 came from the 3-point line. They were about six for 10 or 6 for 11 from the 3-point line, and they knocked down some shots. So, he's working with them. He's trying to get them ready for the postseason, but they certainly play hard.
So, credit to your kids defensively. You didn't let them get near the rim. Didn't let them get easy looks at the basket. So that's really where it all starts, isn't it, Albert?
Yeah, I thought we did a really nice job. The first quarter they only got 3 points, and then the second quarter they had a nice little run of 15. So, we had a 13-point lead at halftime, 31-18, and I thought our kids did a pretty good job of defending most of the first half, but they did a nice job themselves of getting open and knocking the shots down when they were open.
Again, talking with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner, breaking down the Tigers' win last night, 57-32, to stay perfect in conference action and move to 12-3 overall on the year. Talk about offensive approach to this game, because it looks like at least three of your players made a concerted effort to get to the rim, certainly in the first half.
Yeah, in the first quarter we missed some shots from the perimeter, and I was pretty disappointed in the fact that we had some really good looks and just couldn't get anything to go down early. But we did a nice job of attacking the rim and sharing the basketball, making the one more pass, and we were able to finally get some shots to go in. And I thought we were pretty evenly balanced last night in scoring. I think that's big for us going down the stretch.
Again, talking with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So we break down the Tigers' win last night again over North Montgomery, 57-32. So at the break, I think it was around 37-22. So you go in, get a little rest, get a little water, come out and start the second half. And did you continue to build on what you saw in the second quarter and in the first half?
Yeah, again, defensively, we gave up 6 points in the third quarter, and I thought that was the key. And we started knocking down some shots, and we got after them defensively a little bit in the first and the third quarter. We kind of trapped their first pass into their offense, and caught them off guard, I think, early. And then the second part of the trap in the third quarter, we were very good at just executing guys being in the right spot when we made the trap and getting in passing lanes and making it tough on them. And they really had a tough go with that, which gave us the opportunity to get some breakaway easy baskets and build our lead up to about 20.
In a game like this where you're able to build a significant lead and looks like things are going to fall in your favor, how much time do you take working on some things maybe you've worked on in practice a little bit, say, all right, let's go ahead and put it out there, and let's say in real game time situation, how the kids respond. How often do you get the chance to do that?
Not very often. I think we had to put the high hat on last night, and when we had that 20-point lead, it was, we needed to make sure that we worked on things that we wanted to get better at, not necessarily continue to build our lead to 30. Northmont's having a tough year, And again, I think their coach is doing a great job. And I think we could have built our lead up a little bit more, but but I, you know, out of respect, I just felt like we wanted to work on some things that would make us better, both on the offensive end and defensive end.
Yeah. Again, talking with Coach Hendricks here on this segment of Coach's Corner. I know one of the things you've been trying to have the kids execute better is playing with a lead, especially once you get to the fourth quarter, and eating some time, shortening the game, and were you able to do that in last night's contest?
Yeah, we were very lucky. You know, we had a big lead, and so probably with 4 or 5, 6 minutes to go, we were able to get a lot of our JV guys in and our subs in. And, you know, I thought our top 8 guys that we are getting varsity time in, I thought they just did a really good job last night of even holding the lead, you know, when they got in there. And then we got some Wesley Bird and Wyatt Boyette and Colin Fouts and Bryce Nelson. They all got quite a bit of playing time last night. And I thought those kids did a really nice job of you know, running our offense and moving the basketball and just, you know, withholding the lead.
Yeah. Again, talking with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner, looking here at the scoring that you got out of your kids last night, no one really had an outstanding game point-wise, but it was very balanced. Caden Lark, it looks like, Jake Burns with 13, Caden Lark with 12, Landon Fouts with 10, and Corbin Sloggett with 9. And, you know, 57 points on the board, you get points spread out like that. That's a pretty good effort.
Yeah, with 3 guys in double figures, and, you know, Landon Fouts had a nice game last night. We expect him to get 6 to 10 every night. And, you know, recently he's been just getting around the 6 mark, but he does so many other things on the floor. He's a leader and just does the dirty work, you know, rebounding and things like that. And I thought that Jake Burns had a nice night, and Lark, you know, he's just been good all year. Corbin Sloggett, 9 points, you know, and it just shows Jack Farrell had 7, and Jack didn't play the last quarter and a half. He was in foul trouble, so he set, and we got some rest for him. But I thought Jack had a nice night, and so, you know, those guys are all putting up pretty good points, and if we can share the basketball like that, we're going to be pretty good.
That's unusual. Jack usually doesn't get in foul trouble.
Yeah, well, last night he got a couple cheap ones. You know, he was in the paint and kind of shoved off a time or two, and then I think on his third foul it was actually on Jake Burns, and they gave it to Farrell. But, you know, regardless, it was his third foul, Jack's been playing a lot this year, and he's done an outstanding job, you know, so it was kind of good to get him some rest last night, and we were able to rest most of our guys last night going into Covington. We have a long trip today, so it was a great job by our kids last night.
So, again, the Tigers get off to a good start in last night's game. They are now 12-3 on the year and defeated North Montgomery by a final score of 57-32. One note I'd like for you to address is a student from North Montgomery, a foreign exchange student, who got into the game late, and the whole plan was try to get him a chance to score, and it sounds like it took some effort, but you were able to do that for him last night.
Yeah, I think North Montgomery, the coach put him in, and it's late in the game, and it seemed like the boy doesn't get a lot of playing time. So he was attempting 3 or 4 shots, and they just weren't falling. And our kids decided, you know, we were all going to chip in and help him get a basket. And he ended up getting a nice little basket near the basket with probably 12 seconds to go in the game. And, you know, it was just great. The crowd was excited for the young man, and we all were excited for the young man. So it was it really ended up a great night. And even though North Montgomery got beat, there was some positive there for them, and we're happy for that.
Well, 11 and Tigers wrap up the weekend tonight as they will make the long trip up to Covington, and should let the folks know the JV game will begin at 4. The varsity game should follow around 5:30, and you'll take on Covington. They're 10-7. They lost to Southmont last night, 59-48. Looks like Covington's down just a little bit from what they have been in the past few years. Just give me a little update on Covington, Albert. What do they present tonight?
Well, first of all, they present the Beef House, and we definitely are enjoying going to Covington. We were there last year, and we are going back this year due to some schedule things at our high school that wouldn't allow us to play our game at home. So we'll definitely make a trip to the Beef House when the game's over. What they bring on the basketball floor is just some athleticism. They shoot the ball really well, and that's just kind of Covington's M.O., for years has been, you know, push the ball up the floor, a lot of good shooters on the floor. And so, you know, it's a different kind of game for us. We have to prepare a little differently to make sure that we just don't give them open looks from the three-point line.
Well, it's hard to believe, but we're getting down to the final stretch of the regular season. Just two more games after tonight. Just two more games left in the month of January. You have Southmont last week to wrap up conference play. Then, of course, you come back on Saturday and welcome in the Plainfield Quakers. So next weekend's going to be a big weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a stretch right here, and we're getting, you know, as soon as next week's over, we're into February, and you know, at the end of February, the sectional draw and sectionals start, and, you know, it's been a quick year, and we've really enjoyed it, and I think our kids have enjoyed it. And so, you know, we're just going to try to take advantage of what's happened this year and carry it over into the sectional and hopefully come away with the sectional win.
Well, once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers basketball, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks, getting Tigers with the win over North Montgomery, 57-32. Coming up next will be a game at Covington. And just a reminder, the JV game will be in at 4, and the varsity game should follow at about 5:30. And if you want to go to the Beef House afterwards, I don't think Coach Hendricks will buy for everybody, but he would be happy to see you there and talk with you nonetheless, right?
Yeah, certainly would. It's going to be a good game tonight, and Covington always brings a great crowd, so anybody we can get there would be great for us.
Once again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll have a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Stars basketball with Coach Oakley. He's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.